leaving home. "Bedtime, Josh," Mum called out. "I want to watch this movie," Josh yelled back. "No, you have school tomorrow. It's getting late," Mum said. "Now come and clean your teeth." "Oh, Mum, this is a good movie. All the other kids are going to be watching it," Josh grumbled. "No, now stop arguing. You can read for a little while when you get into bed." Mum turned the TV off. Reluctantly, Josh sauntered into the bathroom. He scrubbed his teeth and washed his hands and face, using as little water as possible. Mum always made him wash before he went to bed. She was a real pain. "There we are," she said. "Your pyjamas are on your bed. You can read for a few minutes. I'll bring you a drink later." Josh slowly put his pyjamas on, chose a storybook and got into bed. The story was about a boy who didn't have a mother to tell him what to do. He had lots of adventures. His name was Antonius Claudius Errol, Ace for short. He jumped on trains, hiding under freight as he travelled the country, then stowed away in ships to explore the world. He fought lions and tigers in India and rode elephants in far-off exotic countries when he wasn't climbing mountains or hunting the Yeti in the Himalayas. Josh just got to the part where Ace met a gigantic undersea monster while diving in the North Sea when Mum came into his bedroom and said, "Light out now, Josh." "Oh, Mum, just 5 more minutes. I've got to an exciting part," Josh pleaded. "You can finish that tomorrow," Mum said. "It's late enough. I know what you're like when you don't get enough sleep. You'll be a real grump." She put his book back on the shelf, pulled the blankets up round his shoulders, kissed his forehead, and turned out the light as she went